Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The evening sky over Jerusalem is clear, offering a pleasant night for those stepping outside. In Tel Aviv, the temperatures remain mild, making it comfortable for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, the IDF has eliminated an October 7th terrorist. 5 people died in Gaza strikes, including a child. Israel holds a Gazan's body for hostage talks. Also, Ynet reports just in that former President Trump has cooled war talk with Iran. He expressed doubt about a deal and stated the U.S. could finish the job. Also this hour, the Forward notes that Trump declared the Iran ceasefire over. This follows U.S. military actions against Iranian sites. Separately, Walla reveals a new poll showing Netanyahu's fading popularity among American Jews. The survey indicates wider concerns about U.S.-Israel relations. And finally, a report from JTA highlights that Mamdani is now more popular among U.S. Jews than Netanyahu. Columbia University plans to expand its courses on Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi criticized Trump's language, stating Iranians respond with valor, not vulgarity. I-24 News English highlighted an interview from moments ago where an IDF spokesperson praised women's roles in combat positions, expressing hope for more women in leadership. Ynet Global reported a short time ago that Trump lessened aggressive rhetoric towards Iran at the NATO summit, expressing doubt about the resumption of conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report from earlier today, the IDF has announced the elimination of a key terrorist linked to the attack on Kibbutz Nirim. The military identified the man as leading a Nukba cell, posing an immediate threat. This action underscores ongoing tensions in Gaza and raises concerns about further escalation. Turning to the situation involving former President Trump, Ynet reports he has moderated his stance on Iran at the NATO summit. Though he had previously threatened further strikes, he now suggests the conflict may not resume. This move could signal a shift in the U.S. approach, impacting diplomatic relations in the region. Meanwhile, the Forward details Trump's declaration of the Iran ceasefire as over. This statement followed recent U.S. military actions targeting Iranian and affiliated sites. The end of the ceasefire could lead to renewed hostilities affecting stability in the Middle East. The Walla report sheds light on a new poll showing declining support for Netanyahu among American Jews. Conducted by AP NORC, the survey highlights a general cooling of relations with Israel. This trend could influence U.S. policy and support for Israeli initiatives. Finally, as JTA mentions, Mamdani's growing popularity over Netanyahu among U.S. Jews coincides with Columbia University's decision to enhance its Israel-related curriculum. This indicates a shift in the academic landscape and potential changes in public perception of Israeli leadership. Turning to business and markets. First, KeyTech reports that the IAI chairman discussed future military advancements, emphasizing the need for new technologies to maintain Israel's strategic edge. Separately, Globes announced that Rami Levy's Kando Drones successfully completed an IPO on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, raising significant capital. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights concerns from local businesses about potential price increases. This comes despite the dollar's current low value, with implications for the economy. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.